I'll be the first to admit it is 100% time for me to have new photos taken. I was due for ones pre-pandemic, and now here we are, almost 3 years later, oh my gosh, and I'm still using the same set. I've got a whole new suite of offerings, I've launched multiple times, and I know my visuals would be elevated if I had photos that actually spoke to my offers and my brand. So I'm going to put aside the guilt for waiting so long, and the frustration that's been like lying low, okay, sometimes really high, for the past few years with lockdown after lockdown, leaving me feeling nervous about going out. And I'm going to pay close attention to today's guest who is here to help. You're listening to the Launch Playbook Podcast, the weekly podcast for service-based business owners to discover the starts, stops, and tools of transformation that go into launching their online offers. I'm your host, Sarah Bartanian. And if you want to launch your ideas into the world faster, with more success and less burnout, well, friend, consider this show your secret playbook to get you there. Today, I'm chatting with Natalie Amlani. She is a brand strategist, photographer, author, podcast host, and founder of Pictonat, who has helped over 75 female entrepreneurs showcase their brand and stand out online, resulting in building a connection with an audience who trusts them, scales their leads, and business growth. She's a mom of two, a Reiki master, and loves tea. Welcome, Natalie.
Hey, Sarah. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so happy to chat with you. I cannot wait to dive into this with you. You and I have talked about photography a lot over the years. I know we've shared even some of the same one-on-one clients. So this is going to be lots of fun.
Yes.
Natalie, before we jump into all things photography and all the tips and things that you're going to give us, will you tell us a little bit about your story and what led you to starting Pictonat?
Sure thing. So Pictonat officially is probably about 6 years old. I always measure it against the age of my daughter, my second kid. But I feel like it's always kind of been in me, right? So prior to starting Pictonat, I worked in corporate as a project manager for like 17 years at the banks in Toronto. And who would have expected that I would have stopped and started a photography company? But the reality is that after work, I was always doing creative things. I was taking photography classes, doing yoga, doing just random cooking classes when I was living downtown. And the photography really captivated my attention. And I like finished the digital photography certificate. I was shooting small events on weekends. Like it was always something that I loved. And then when I went through the milestones in my own personal life of like getting married, having kids, I really valued photography in capturing our own memories. And I loved how it made me feel. And being like a really kind of intuitive person, I wanted to kind of give that experience back to people. So even when I was doing it as a hobby, there was a different kind of desire that I had. And that was to really capture the moment for those other people so that they can feel the way that I felt when I had those photos, you know? So when I had my kids and I got photos done, I was like, oh my gosh, people need to get photos done of their kids and their families. It's like the best feeling. And like, I just love sharing them with other people. I love seeing other people's photos. So it evolved into first a family photography business. And that was partly because I was trying to find a genre that fit my schedule with being a mom. So I can like do it when the kids were at school. So I would start off with like newborn photography during the week. And then I organically started doing brand photography. And I think a lot of that stems from like I have a business background. I was always doing strategy and marketing and communications at work. And I went to business school. That was where I met my husband. So a part of me felt like it was missing when I was doing just pure family photography, which I still love. But the branding photography, it just feels like it's a little bit more wholesome, like all of me. I can really apply myself fully. And I love being able to help businesses kind of grow their brand and make money. Like it's kind of cool to see that when they start putting themselves out there, there's all this growth that's happening for them, right? And it starts from, you know, them having a photo shoot. You know, it's like, wow. So that's kind of what got me here today.
That's so amazing. It really is cool that the skills that we have can help other people make money and achieve the things that they want, isn't it?
Yes, totally. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, incredible. Like, it's just a whole different level of satisfaction. It's very tangible. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Just,
I agree. Yeah. I think especially like being you and I were generally working with like other small business owners like ourselves or women entrepreneurs. And so just like seeing other moms oftentimes go and be able to take like their dream and what they want to like support their family or do big things feels neat to be really part of that story.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah. I love it.
And you were talking about your business background, and I've been lucky, listeners, to be able to see like how Natalie's business background, you know, applies to what she does, because she does this really amazing thing behind the scenes for her clients. You want to talk about that? You know, your project management that you do as part of your brand photo shoot. I've seen those, you know, I don't think before it's in Google Docs. I don't know if it still is, but like this basically this like, I don't want to call it a spreadsheet because it's so much more than that. And I can see absolutely how your business brain like applies also to this photography side. Do you want to talk about what you do there?
Yeah. So a huge part of what I do for the kind of brand showcase VIP day, it's more than just the photo shoot. The beginning part is there's the strategy phase and the setup phase. And that's where we really deep dive into the kind of the discovery of the brand, right? So I really take time to like understand the brand, the vibe, the person. And that's through a questionnaire, which is typical to be filled out. But then I take those inputs and put it into a strategic planning document, which I think I'm going to now call like a playbook of some kind. Just so that there's a more fancy name to it. But within that document, I pretty much lay out, like I start to bucket these stories that we're going to be shooting. So I almost think in like story buckets, right? Which really parallels what you used to do in terms of social media management and like content buckets, right? So there's the like photo buckets, story buckets, whatever you want to call it. And then it goes really granular into like why we're doing it, the shot list. And it really all ties into who the client wants to attract and also what they have coming up, right? So I'll even ask them, do you have launches coming up? What are you using it for? Is it just for content that's going to be living on your website forever? Like for Pinterest and blogging, you know what I mean? To help generate SEO, because all of that will have a different approach in how we shoot. And then depending on the client's kind of show up strategy, I'll incorporate all that and also help them look for different locations that align with their like brand vibe, who they are, and also really hone in on the personal like side of them so that we're not just, it's not just all business. Like we are, every person is like a wholesome human being who has a personal side to them with personal interests. So we want to bring that on camera as well, because that is all part of someone's story. And that's what makes them like ultra unique.
That's so beautiful. And I'm so glad that you're going to call it something like a playbook or something, because you're right. It is so much more than like when you see like spreadsheet or document, it sounds like just like blah and like, I don't know, just like really data, right? And not very pretty. And like everything you do is so beautiful, but also like that there's so much beauty in that planning. And you know, you'd showed me some before behind the scenes of like what it looked like. And I think we've talked about like, I've never had it, but like, people, I've never had that happen for me. And I know that like, wow, like be able to go into your photo shoot knowing exactly like what we're doing and what you should bring and mm-hmm. what this is going to actually involve into and how you'll use it is so incredible. There's so much value there. And I think also like as someone getting ready for, you know, just getting ready, it's like so much relief and less anxiety around photos. Cause let's be honest, so many of us are stressed out about getting photos taken. Right?
Yes. Goal is to really help my clients be comfortable on camera on that day. And the only way I can really kind of do that is like, we're going to take care of all the planning, everything that you need to bring up front so that you don't have to worry about any of that. You literally just have to show up and we'll ease mm-hmm. into the day and it's going to be all good.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get into, you know, dig into brand photos and talk about some tips and strategies. But first, I'd love to know, how do you use launching in your business?
Yeah. So launching, I think I've messaged you before. I was like, whoa, launching is a lot of energy.
Yeah. Right?
And you were teaching me how like you have to make sure that you put like a rest day after. So I do a lot of like mini sessions because I try to make photography accessible to everyone. So there's different packages, different price points, but mini sessions are a fun way to really like stack photo shoots in a day at a set date, time, and location. But people can get a batch of photos that they can use right away. But when I'm launching those and trying to sell that one day, there is a lot of marketing and prep, right? There's a lot of seeding that happens. And over time, as people know about the sessions and they come to expect it, then it fills up more and more. But every time I'm watching something new for the first time, it is hard. It's like crickets, right?
Yeah.
And I think through experience, I've kind of become a little bit more immune to that and not be so afraid and just keep trying again, because that's just the nature of like how it is, I guess. And I've also launched, during the pandemic, I launched a virtual summit, and that was really interesting because it was, you know, a lot of the like typical like, okay, let's do a webinar, right? To kind of get to know people, like the free webinar, and then pitching an offer, and then doing the many emails. And for working with you, putting together a welcome sequence, which I had no idea how effective that could be for someone to get to know you, right? So that they're not just joining your email list.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually getting to know you over a series of like welcome messages. So yeah, like pretty much right now I've been using Launching for mini sessions, and then for my bigger offers, because they are kind of ongoing, I've been doing it a little bit more seasonally. So I'll kind of theme it a little bit. Like, for example, coming up in the fall, like people are going to want to start planning for their end of year content, or like Black Friday, or any end of year promos, or trying to fill up their like new year. Let's, you know, have a fresh start sort of launch. So then I'll probably be plugging that in like the summer so that they could start planning and getting their content ready.
It's so helpful to hear how you're doing that, because I know some of our listeners are service-based businesses, and maybe down the road they're going to launch a group program or a course, but they could be like you and they have the service. And I love that you're talking about it, because services like definitely can be launched, right? It's like really it's around, as you're talking about, like the energy you're putting out during a certain period of time talking about it, and you know, and maybe doing some other activities around getting people to come in. Whereas like some of your services, they're there all the time, but maybe you'll have like a big kind of ramp up to really announce it and share and get people excited about it.
Yes. That's definitely, I was feeling a bit stuck on that. Like, it's like my core offering, but it's like, how do I launch it? So having that seasonal approach, I find.
I love that.
Effective.
Is there something that you find has made them really effective? Like, is there kind of a strategy or a thing that you do that when you are feeling nervous, let's say about those mini sessions and filling them up, is there some kind of like strategy or lever that you can pull and you know, like, this is going to be effective for me?
So from my experience for anything that I've launched that works well, it's when I actually start to talk about it early, right? So if I'm doing something a little bit rushed and last minute, like my energy and mindset isn't fully there. And I'm almost like, oh my gosh, I had it on my calendar and I was supposed to launch. I'm just going to try to throw it out there and see if anyone bites. It's totally not. And you know, sometimes you can get lucky, and there are some people who are so good at just intuitively launching something with a bang. But I find that with my type of work with photography, because it is an investment of time and money, people need to kind of think about it, right? Unless they've been following me for a while. But if like when I start seeding something early, like this is coming, or this is why you should do it. And then people observe, they listen, they watch. And then as I throw out more and more information about it, perhaps sharing testimonials or the behind the scenes, then there's more and more interest. So I found that really works, but also giving a date for that launch or giving some sort of countdown so that they anticipate. For my family photography business, I actually just launched a like lavender mini session, for example. But I did say like, okay, it's going to be, you know, sign up's going to be opening on this date. If you want to sign up early to be part of the wait list, so you'll be first to be notified for early access, reply and let me know. And I got replies, and I've been saying the same message for probably a couple of months. And then the list just kept growing. And then I opened it up this morning and then it started filling up, right? So it's like when you start talking about it, people love following along on the journey. I found that really helps. And then reminding them over and over, like I've been talking about these sessions since September. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and then for like, let's say for the end of year sessions, I start talking about them in August. And then people start booking for fall and stuff like that. Like you just have to start seeding it.
I like that you're talking about that so much, because it's something we come back to often in the episodes around like this pre-launch period, but really the pre-launch period is more than those 3 weeks. And like what you're saying really proves to us, no, like it can be 4 or 5, 6 months. It's really like, you know, this is coming on your calendar. So how do you start talking about it early so that people can come along on the journey? And I like that you brought up that up. Our last episode, actually, I mentioned that one of the really powerful email sequences we can use in our business is actually the waitlist sequence. So, and it doesn't have to be necessarily like all pre-written, right? It's other than like, hi, great, you're on the list. Mm-hmm. The fact that you can like do little emails here and there just to get people excited, like, look what we did last year, or like, here's it, I'm thinking about these days, and just things like that.
Yes.
And it sounds like then when you said you open up your list, people are like, okay, I'm ready.
Yes, totally. And mm-hmm. even if you're not fully ready when you're talking about it, that's okay, right? Because mm-hmm. Like, truthfully, I wasn't fully ready, mm-hmm. but I knew that I wanted to offer. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I just have to start talking about it because I really like love this offer. I want to put it out there, mm-hmm. but I don't have my ducks in order yet. Right?
Yeah. So, but you know, but it's going to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that. And so what a good point to bring up that we don't actually have to have like all the dates. We can still actually talk about things as they're in progress. And it's true too. Like you said that some of these mini sessions you do that you do year after year. And it's so right. When I saw you start talking about the lavender sessions, I'm like, I remember those last year. And like, I was actually scrolling back through your Instagram, like looking at some of the ones from last year that you did because they're so beautiful. And it's mm-hmm. like, people do start to remember when you start doing things in cycles, right?
Oh, yes, like, oh, for sure.
That's coming. Oh, great.
Yeah.
And then they start anticipating it for you as well.
For sure. Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Is there any time a launch didn't go so well? I know you mentioned when it's like when you haven't really talked about it or like it's kind of last minute and you kind of throw it out there and your energy isn't there. Is there any like, do you have a story around that or any kind of like detail you can tell us a little bit more about when that happened? Because we definitely like to share. We like to share, of course, the highlight, like the good things. We also like to share where things kind of go sideways, mostly so we all know like it happens to us all. We're all,
yes,
you're
totally.
Not alone and we all have launches that go up and down.
Yeah. So the nature of my business is pretty seasonal, right? So there's definitely peaks. The peaks is the fall and winter, like that last quarter of the calendar year. And I was gearing up for that. I was promoting. And then when I was actually executing that quarter, I became like tired. I like wanted to rest. And then winter came and I was like, I'm going to hibernate. It is cold here in Canada and I'm going to snuggle up on my couch. So my communication to my audience also went down, right? And I knew that I wanted to host branding mini sessions or branding workshops or something like that in the first quarter of the year, but I just wasn't talking about it. I wasn't talking about it. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just try. Like I had this intuitive download. I remember over the February Family Day, which takes place in kind of mid-February in Ontario. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to create this, you know, event that's going to be like a photo shoot kind of retreat in person. And I just like launched it and I had a few people sign up, but it was like a lot of energy because I just was like, I just like blah, threw it out there, but I didn't seed it. I didn't do all the stuff that I usually do. So it didn't feel as good. You know what I mean? And I felt a bit rushed and I just feel like being strategic and planning it is it's like effective and that's what will work best because then you can also ask other people to help promote for you. Like I had no time to ask anyone to help me promote or ask to share or, you know what I mean? So it didn't feel so well. And when it doesn't feel so well, then you're less likely to repeat it, although you should repeat it.
I so appreciate that you talked about two things there. You mentioned the energy, you know, and you've mentioned a couple of times in our conversation so far around launching. And it's something I feel like is so underrated and not talked about enough, right? Like that we have to be in a certain space or have the energy and have have the space in our calendar in order to do this, but also maybe not be in a season. Like you said, you're feeling like hibernating, right? Like, so maybe it wasn't the right, you didn't have the right energy because you were feeling more like cozy and I could get it. I'm Natalie and I are both in Toronto, Ontario and like, January and December are pretty like gray and dark. You know, it's like dark at 4.
Yeah.
I really find like my energy is pretty low then.
Yeah.
And now I'm recording, actually, it's April. And I noticed the other night I said to my husband, I'm like, it's so bright at 7.
Like, it's the best feeling.
It's so good. Yes. I do find it's hard sometimes to shut off work now because I forget, like my kids are older. So if they're off like playing with friends or doing something, I totally can just work later because I don't notice the timing so much. Whereas before, right. Like in the winter, it's a natural shutdown because you're like, I can't even stay awake. It's a bedtime at 6.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you said that. And then also, again, going back to really reminding us that that pre-launch and that conversation period and that time before matters so much.
For sure.
So let's dig into brand photos. Mm-hmm. So if we were to audit our own brand photos, how would we know if they were effective?
So for your brand photos, you want to be proud to showcase them and share them and put them everywhere, right? So if you imagine your brand photo in a sea of like your top admirers and speakers and mentors and coaches that you follow, does it look professional? Like, do you, you know what I mean? It's like you want to showcase that you mean business. So that's kind of like you want to make sure that it's clear, it's crisp. The color is like on point versus more like yellowish or something because you're taking a selfie under a pot light, you know, like, so that's one thing is that you want to make sure that it looks professional. And also whether or not it's effective is also the type of engagement that you get as well. Like, for example, when you're posting stories about yourself, do you get engagement, right? And yeah, I just feel like brand photos really have to, it really has to showcase who you are and what you look like. So you want it to be recent so that when you're seeing people in person, they're not like, that's how you look like. You look different from your profile picture. If you ever get that comment, please just get updated photos because that can happen for sure.
I'm laughing when you say that, Natalie, about the photo. Cause okay. So I've never been on Tinder. I met my husband pretty young before like all that. So we met just like in person at our job. But I think of some of my friends who've been on there and they're like, or even my younger sister way long ago. And she was like, the person in that photo is not who I met. And that's what I'm thinking as you're talking about like that. We don't want to be like that.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. It's hilarious. And it's like something that I hear so often. And also people will tell you like which photos that they like, or if they're visiting your website, like people will let you know, like, I like your website. It looks great. Or, you know, when you start getting more leads coming through, it's because they're seeing your face and they're seeing that they like trust you and they want to invest in you, right? So there's those like little hints that can let you know what's working.
It's so true. I find I have one photo in particular that people are always like, I love that. That made me want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. It's just like one of me. Literally, I got captured when I was like laughing in my photo shoot. And I like it too. It feels like me and how I like to envision myself in a conversation with someone that I'm like really enjoying. So
yes.
It's so true though. Like that gets said to me so, so often. And that's why like it's now like, you know, one of the main ones I use.
Yes.
It's actually the one I use for this podcast cover image. But
yeah
exactly. So I totally have heard that.
This episode of the Launch Playbook Podcast is brought to you by my free launch maps, your complete step-by-step map of all your launch assets, so you know exactly what messaging notes to hit and when to share each piece of copy. Because I know that you have signed up for many freebies over the years, only to be disappointed with the Canva PDF that hardly gave you any info. But I promise you, the launch maps aren't that. When I showed these to my OBM, she literally walked off the screen that I was giving away this for free. This is the exact launch map template I use for every single one of my one-on-one clients. And inside, you'll be able to personalize, tweak, and repeat a strategy for your messaging for each and every launch from pre-launch to post. Go and get your free launch map at www.sarahvartanian.com/launch-map.
Are there any trends we should be avoiding in our photos, like things that are, let's say, being overdone, or is there no such thing? What do you think?
That's a good question. I mean, there are a lot of like cliche shots that some clients are like, oh, I really don't want to look like this because my colleague is doing the same thing and I don't want to look like I'm copying her. And that's fair. But at the same time, right, we have to remember that although there are hundreds, thousands, millions of businesses that are doing the exact same as you, there is only one of you, right? So no, it's, you just have to own it. And I think that the trend that we should avoid is trying to be someone that we're not, right? So if you're not comfortable in front of the camera and you're just copying a look, then that's going to show up. Like you're going to look uncomfortable. You're not going to want to share that photo. Like it might be hot for that minute that you use it, but then afterwards you're going to be like, that's not me. Why did I do that? You know? So the importance is to really step into who you are and just let it showcase on camera.
Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And that makes me feel better too. And I don't know if listeners, you might be feeling the same. Just, you know, when you see like a lot of people think their favorite coffee mug, but I relate to that, right? Cause I'm like, well, I don't have coffee, but like I love to drink tea. And so I would love to have a photo with a mug, you know, at my desk or something, but then I see so many people with them. So I think that at least for me and hopefully again for our listeners, you're feeling like this is totally okay to have the same type of photos as long as it reflects you.
Yes, right. Like that is, you know, that's very common, you know, to have entrepreneurs sitting at a table, like sitting at a desk with a computer and a mug, but that's okay.
Because we're doing reality, right?
Yeah, and that's all just kind of like there, but the focus is on the person in the picture. Mm-hmm. Everything else is very secondary and it's like, don't worry about that stuff. It's just there to kind of help complement your brand colors or to make you look like you're a business owner or whatever. But
yeah. Are there any particular type of photos you think that we need for launches?
Oh, yes. There's someone in your launch membership. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she often gets photos and I just use her kind of as a case study example, but there's photos of just her. So I always recommend a batch of like lifestyle branding photos just of the person. It could be almost like a bunch of shots of them smiling, standing, you know, just posing, not really doing anything. But those are really, really good because those are like the pictures that are the friendly face behind who's giving the offer. And you can do a lot of cool stuff using graphics, right? Or Canva and overlay messages and texts and just announcements on what's coming, like 3 more sleeps or like, guess what's coming? You know, you can really overlay anything. And I call them like the like kind of versatile batch, right? Because you can attach it to any of your launch messages, like in your emails and stuff like that. And the reason why those are so essential is because it's constantly reminding people who is putting out that offer and building that connection. And then because it takes people a while to make that decision, right? Like when you're launching. So those are really dynamic. And then the other batch is to showcase that person in action. Like how does it look like when you're actually working with them? Right. So I feel like with high ticket offers, because it takes more effort to convert, what can we show them? Right. We could show them how it looks like to work with me. We could show them how happy I look like when I'm talking to clients or how satisfied clients look. We can show them that like, this is what I do in my spare time. And maybe that's a point of commonality between the person launching and their audience so that it creates more of that connection. Like, oh, they like to do, you know, hiking the woods. That's me too. Or I have kids as well. Like this person gets me, you know, so you really want to show a wide variety of things going on and also a wide variety of like expression as well. I find that that really helps because that really helps to almost like exaggerate or bring out the personality of that person, whether or not they're like silly or a little bit more serious. Like you want that variety of expression because that kind of builds trust because no one is ever the same all the time, I guess.
That makes so much sense. I like that you talked about the variety of shots and how we can use it in Canva. I feel like one way I know I've used some of those kind of photos of mine is because in Canva now you can have like that nice tool where you cut out the background.
Yes.
And so sometimes you can overlay that like on top of like the graphic and things like that. And I know that's been kind of a popular thing on social stuff these days. And it's so true, like all the different, like the way you're looking at all the different ones, like really speak to like, this one's about like, this is closing or this is, you know, this is like, it's like we're open. You can look extra excited and there's so many different options. Should there be like any sort of sizing, like vertical, horizontal? Should we be like getting a mix? Like, are there kinds that you want more than others?
Yes. So that's one of the questions that I like to ask the client because it really depends on also who they're working with, right? To manage their social or their launches. But I find that with launches, because there's a lot of sales pages, then I like, especially if I know that, then I'll shoot a little bit more horizontal with the person on one side so that there's that empty white space in order to overlay those headlines, that launch message, or fit in like a testimonial or quote, you know, because those are very impactful. So really, like, that's why it's so important to really understand like what they're using the photos for. And if a person posts a lot, because nowadays, you know, like I could always shoot horizontal, but if someone is the type of person who is really active and savvy on like social media, like Reels and TikToks, then they're going to want more vertical so they can use those for the cover images, you know? So really honing in on their kind of social strategy, I feel, is really important. And that way it can be catered to that person's like unique kind of launch style.
I really hear you saying that it's important to, for the business owner who's getting photos done, to communicate with the photographer around like the use case. And so if they don't have someone like you and they can't work with you, you know, location wise or whatever the reason is there, because we're not all in Toronto. And I know, although you do travel around for sure, I know that I've seen some of your cool like photo shoots outside of the city. But if not, it sounds like we really need to be like telling them what we need, right? Like, yeah, what this is going to be used for, how we're envisioning using it. If we're not asked and we don't have someone like you who's doing that beautiful strategic planning in advance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm actually, funny that you ask. I'm actually going to, because we were both in the Done in a Day program.
Yeah.
I created a second VIP day that is to really create that playbook for Amazing. Someone to use who is like outside of the vicinity of my shooting area, like outside of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they can have that strategic planning, because it's really important to have that depth. And that way they can either do it themselves or hand off to another photographer, because not everyone specializes in brand photography. It is a bit different.
Yeah. I think, and I think very few people are probably coming with the background that you have in like business and project management with, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, that's a huge skill that you're bringing to that.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
It's really exciting. So how do we balance brand photos with like those everyday pics we grab from our own phone, right? Like, when do we use which ones?
So you can use a mix. I feel like it's a little bit intuitive too sometimes, but you definitely want to put in a, you know, at least like a, probably more than 50% would be the professional photos, because those kind of represent your storefront and the consistent brand vibe and the consistent professional kind of outlook that you want to portray, that like you mean business. And then let's say it's like 60 to 70% professional. And then the other 30 to 40 can be a mix of like graphics or your own kind of mobile shots, because nowadays video is really popular. But again, like you can always overlay something that fits the aesthetic of your brand a little bit more. And the reason why you want to incorporate the brand photos that are professionally done more often than not is because it's sending that message that you're like investing in yourself as well, right? So you're attaching that more polished look with that messaging. So whether or not it's like a tip or a story, you're really setting yourself as that kind of thought leader and putting more, I don't know, it just puts more credibility, I find, and just makes it more like engaging.
Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
And would you say like for the, let's say done on your own photos, like the camera ones, are those better suited like in like stories and things like that? Maybe places don't have such a permanent spot.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you'd be surprised. Like I share a lot of, you know, non-professional photos in my Instagram stories. I'm like huge on that because I like do so many activities with my kids. I'm just like an activity person. I'm always doing random things, whether it's like for myself or the kids, I'm always on the go. And I share things through my stories and it helps to really generate conversation because it's me, it's who I am. But it's a great way for people to get to know you. And I mean, if you have stuff that you want to share on your grid, just overlay it with like a nice graphic or something else that's a little bit more presentable for the front end. Or it could be just like picking like for your mobile phone. Maybe it's like you love coffee or food or, you know, nature, and those little things can be what you focus on when you're using your phone.
That's really helpful. So if a listener was thinking about booking a photo shoot, what advice would you give them?
So I feel that a photo shoot is a very personable experience, right? And you are one-on-one with the photographer, so it's important that you have that comfort and connection with them and that they kind of get what you're looking for. Because on that day, you know, although we have a plan to flow with, there's a lot of extra personality that comes out as we work together. So I feel that having that connection and ease and that open communication is really, really important. So get on a call, right? Get on a call, see how you connect with them, and also view their work. So usually the work will be on like social media or website, and see if the style vibes with you, because all of us photographers, we have a different style of like editing and shooting, and it's just unique to who we are, right? So you may resonate with one or the other. And then also really understanding their turnaround time as well, because especially for using photos for business, you'll ideally want to get your photos quickly so that you could start making money from them and putting it out there and connecting with people, right? So if their turnaround time is like, you know, 2, 3, 4 months, then that may not align. So that is a very important decision, because some photographers are really busy and their turnaround times are different. It's just like different ways of doing business. So end to end, just understanding all those things, I think would be really good start.
That's so helpful. Any tips, Natalie, about if we're not feeling so great about being in front of the camera? I know, especially I'm thinking after this pandemic, a lot of us are just feeling more probably blah. We've been at home a lot over the past few years. So how do we step out of that? Or how do we, if we can't even put that aside, how do we move through it?
Yes. So I can totally relate. Because I always try to put myself through my own process all the time. And that's a normal thing to feel. And most people feel that way. Like, what am I going to wear? You know, like nothing fits, or because of the pandemic or the seasons, we're constantly trying to keep up with the trends. And so I feel that the first part of getting comfortable that I can help with is the planning piece. And then the second part is just, it's like a lot of it is mindset, you know, like really trusting that you are who you are. You know, you don't have to look a certain way to impress others. Like, you are just authentically showing up for yourself, and you will be getting, you know, like I would invest in the professional hair and makeup for your photo shoot. It is totally worth it. And it's just the way that hair and makeup is done. It is done with intention to show up well on camera, and the reason is that it's there to highlight your features. You know what I mean? And with photography and working with different lighting, like you just want to have that kind of there set in place. And then from there, in terms of figuring out what to wear, photographers can really help with that. Like I always try to guide that, and I open up the conversation, and we'll go through and we'll kind of start brainstorming. And I also offer those options to like work with a stylist, or, you know what I mean? Like read a blog and kind of do it yourself, or you can work with a stylist. And they, like, I've been chatting with stylists and it's so much fun, the process, you know, and it could be just shopping your own closet or having someone shop for you. But with any sort of nagging feeling you're having, there is a solution. And I think it's important to express that to the person that you're working with, because most likely they've heard it before and it's normal, right? And they'll help guide through that. But most importantly, the day before the photo shoot, I always recommend to clients drink a lot of water and don't have anything salty, because, you know, it'll help. Because if you have a lot of salt the day or two before your photo shoot, your face might retain water and be a bit puffy. So drink a ton of water and relax, and don't schedule anything that's, you know, high intensive the day or two before, and just ease into it. Like, try to get in some sleep and rest. And that way you're really just focused on showing up your authentic self on that photo shoot day.
These are all such good tips. And I think, you know, a message I hear from you, and I've heard it just throughout this whole conversation, and I'm sure our listeners, hopefully you've taken the same thing away too, is like, we're not alone in this. Like, it's totally normal to have these feelings or worries, and really to talk to our photographer. It's like what I'm hearing.
Yes. Yeah. Just mm-hmm. talk about it. And mm-hmm. then one by one, you just kind of start not, like, you know, checking off mm-hmm. the boxes on ways to kind of deal with each thing.
Yeah. It's true. And I know for myself, so I'm plus size and I'm always like uncomfortable. I'm often uncomfortable in front of the camera, but it is true. When I get my makeup and my hair done, it's something that I can more control right now. And it really helps how I show up and feel about the photos, right? Because like my hair's done, my makeup's done. I like things are planned and organized, so that that's not a worry. Then I can step in and enjoy the day, because that's like, those are things that I can kind of control and manage, right? And then when we have that plan and that comfort and feel good in other ways, I think that can really help.
Yes.
At least I know in my experience, it helps how the energy I bring into the day.
Yes. And right? I feel like there is like a little bit of parallel even with how people show up for launches.
Yeah.
right? You're almost mentally preparing for that show up mm-hmm. a little bit, right? And you're really believing in your offer and in yourself and what you're putting out there. Same thing. Like you are doing this photo shoot so that you can show people mm-hmm. what you can do for them.
My gosh, that's so true. I love that you brought that up because Natalie, I don't think you know this, but oftentimes, okay, pre-pandemic, before I was doing a launch, I would often go get like a blowout at the beginning of that week just yes. so like, cause you know, I'm going to probably show up on Instagram stories more, go live. Yes. And it was just so I'd feel really good. And I made sure I went to bed early and I ordered myself like salads for lunch from like, there's like sort of like a high-end grocery store, Pusateri's in where we live. I'd order myself like nice salads and fresh juices and stuff. And it's so true. And it makes like, you're right. There is such a parallel to that energy and this for the photo shoot.
Yes. Yes, totally. There's a lot of nurturing, right?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
On both sides. Yeah. It's really important. Yeah.
So how often should we get those photos and why?
I would say that you should get them like as often as possible, I guess, like at least yearly. But if you're someone who launches often, you'll probably be going through those photos, that batch of photos for that launch, and then you can have another theme or look, right? So like I would say at least every year, if you're someone who launches more, then maybe you want to even get like a subscription where you're doing it quarterly, for example, and that way you have images ready for your upcoming launch and that you can just get going. You know, it just gives like a great theme to that look.
It sounds like something that we could budget for as part of our launch and like add to our launch planning, basically like our pre-planning.
Mm-hmm, part of it, for sure. Yeah. Like.
So Natalie, if our listeners were only to walk away with one thing from this episode, what do you hope it would be?
I would say that I would love for you to kind of get comfortable if you're not already posting images of yourself to just find an image, whether it's a professional photo or not, just put it out there and talk about what you do, what you offer, and see what happens. You will see the magic of how it feels like when you kind of show up to your audience and really talk about who you are. And then you'll just get hooked and want to get more images of yourself.
That's such a perfect way to end this. I like that. So Natalie, where can we find out more about you and connect with you?
So I'm on Instagram. I'm pretty active, Pictonet Branding Creative. And I'm also on LinkedIn, which is under my name, Natalie M. Lanny, and my website, which is pictonet.com.
Amazing. We will drop all of those in the show notes, of course, and definitely check them out. If you're in the Toronto, Ontario, Canada vicinity and you want to work with Natalie, she's got amazing portfolio. You'll see it on her website. It's so gorgeous, or her Instagram. And you'll definitely want to think about working with her with one of her VIP days, her subscriptions, or her mini sessions. They're amazing. Natalie, thank you so much for joining me today on the Launch Playbook podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning into the Launch Playbook podcast. If you want to get weekly launch secrets in your ears, I hope you'll hit subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode. Because who knows? It could reveal just the thing you've been looking for to make your next launch a success. And be sure to leave a 5-star review on iTunes telling me how this episode inspired your launch plans. Until next time, keep putting your big ideas out into the world. I'm rooting for you.